We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 946. And this next segment, we're going to be talking about the community conversations on race and reconciliation. There's an event going on Monday at 7 o'clock. And we're going to learn more about that here from our guests here joining us. And I'll let you introduce yourselves, Kevin and Suzanne. Go ahead.
Well, Suzanne, you can start.
Well, hi, good morning. I'm Suzanne Gleemore. I'm with the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative, and this project is something that we picked up. It was started in the community actually probably around 2015, 2016, something like that. And so we've been continuing that. The current series is called Listening to Local Voices, and I'm really excited to be a part of it.
All right. And Kevin?
As a member of the Manhattan Martin Luther King Memorial Committee, we were involved in this in the ground up, and it's amazing that these conversations that have occurred and the people that we've involved to listen to each other. I'm happy that we're at this point after 5 years of doing these conversations, and glad to continue on with interacting with the community and vital subjects that we have.
All right. This is a virtual event that's happening Monday, and the title for this one is called MHK Equity and Inclusion in Education. What is the primary focus here going to be, Suzanne?
Well, for this conversation, we're going to be looking at how people think about those terms, equity and inclusion. Those are not always, we don't always have the same definitions in our minds. So what those things mean to different people, and in particular locally, what are our personal experiences locally here as far as equity and inclusion within education? Obviously, USD 383 is our single district for public schools, but we have other educational institutions, and we have homeschoolers, we have the college. So there's lots of, I think, in truth, everyone in Manhattan is connected in some way to one of these educational institutions, whether as a student or as an educator or as a staff or as a parent or community member who is employing folks who are students of those institutions. So it really touches everyone in this community. Is how equitable is our education and how inclusive is our education here in our local town is what we're here to talk about.
All right, Kevin, what are you hoping to hear from people on Monday?
I'm hoping to eliminate all the national fervor that goes on. And what are we doing here and how it impacts us here? We know that we've had some amazing people that have impacted the learning situation that we have here, the sharing that this community does, and just to eliminate all the background noise and just really speak to people who are involved and plugged into this community. So it's really important to know we have local voices that are important.
One of the topics has been, it's kind of cooled off here lately, but it was popular here about a few months ago here, was the topic of CRT. Do you imagine there will be a discussion about that coming up Monday?
Well, our hope is really that, so CRT, it was a topic in the community, and I think there was some, it originated from maybe some confusion about what those initials stand for. It stands for, in some cases, for culturally responsive teaching, and in some cases for critical race theory. And both of those are really important things to think about and to be educated about. Our hope is for the conversation that if that is something that's on your mind, that we are going to turn away from a debate about theory or a discussion about what training people have had to personal experiences, to really focus on what is your lived experience of how do you practice equity and inclusion in your classroom as a teacher? How do you experience learning in our local, whatever your situation is, if you're a student, how do you experience it personally? So while those ideas are really important, we're looking at the practical lived experience here that's what we want to focus on, because otherwise we can stay in a discussion about theory for a long time and not really learn about how are we doing really on the ground every day.
Yeah, that's so important. Everyone's experience is different. Mine is different from the next person over here and everyone else. I think that's a good opportunity here. In these first few conversations you've had in the community, what have you learned so far that maybe you didn't know? I'll start with you, Kevin.
I think that we have people that are still afraid to speak sometimes, but these conversations have empowered people to kind of express exactly who they are in tactical terms. We're not asking people to come out of the closet. We're asking them to express ideas and how they perceive how our community deals with equity, especially equity is very important. Equity and how people are treated in this community, which is brings light to everything that that occurs not only in our law enforcement system, but in our school systems and in our everyday lives.
Okay. Suzanne, have you learned anything you didn't know before?
I think that I have heard stories that that indicate to me that there's much that whenever I think that my experiences seem to be representative across a broader spectrum, I keep being reminded that that's just often not the case. That when we sit down and speak person to person, calmly and gently, and in a focused way, I discover that there's so much more that I didn't know, that I wasn't aware of. And I think that experience, that I have learned that again and again, and I believe lots of folks that have walked away from those conversations said the same thing. In one of these conversations, we heard repeatedly, by putting people together in a strategic way, folks gave us feedback and said, that's the first time I sat and really spoke with someone of a different race about race.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. And you know, that's, if we don't do this more, then you're not going to have the very positive outcomes. The more engagement, we talk about this with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, about meaningful dialogue, having that kind of, you know, we hear a lot about all this conversation, you know, hey, we need to do things. Well, and you guys are actually putting this to action here right now. And I'm curious, what's the goal here after this is the last one of these community conversations? What do you think the next step is going to be from this?
Well, this is the last one in this series. Okay. We committed to a 4-part series, and we did that because after the first two conversations happened, each one of those was a one-off event on its own. And then there was a long space between the second one. And the feedback we had gotten over and over again is that people are hungry for conversation. They are hungry for these kinds of experiences. And so we wanted to create something where people would know that there is a further dialogue coming. So we committed to this 4-part, 2-year series. At this time, we're going to take all the information that we've gathered from the feedback from the participants, as well as the facilitators, to have folks help us construct where we're going to go next, so that it's not necessarily just an ongoing forever kind of project, but that we can take some time to reflect and think about what's the most powerful way to move forward from here. One of the other outcomes that's happened from this project, since every conversation is guided by trained facilitators, we've really created in the process of doing this a cadre of trained facilitators who are capable of leading good, structured, guided, respectful conversation. And we now have close to 100 folks that have been trained through this process in these skills. And in truth, those are conversational skills that you take with you, not just for these kinds of conversations, but in any situation that you find yourself. So that's an exciting sort of side product that happened.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So the event, as mentioned, is Monday. It's virtual. Where do I go to get a sign-up link if I want to take part in this?
Kevin, tell them the Facebook page?
Yes. You can tell them our community the Manhattan Community Race, we call it CCR, Conversations on Race and Reconciliation. It's here in Manhattan. You can find it on the page there. There's a sign up, and it's pinned at the top of the page. You can also find it on some of our other pages, our sponsors, on Manhattan Nonviolent Initiative, on the Manhattan Martin Luther King Committee, Memorial Committee. All those links are, it's available on those links, and just link and sign up, and our registration's filling up. So we want everybody to come in as soon as possible.
Real easy link here for anybody just listening quickly here if they don't have time to write anything down. Remember, Manhattan KS Conversations. If you type that in on Facebook, you'll find it. Not hard to find at all. And this is a great event. Have you had more interaction because of the able that you're able to do it virtually? Have you found that you're getting more interaction because of that?
You know, it's actually been really steady. The virtual versus in person didn't seem to make a huge difference. It seems to be pretty steady. We of course are looking forward to figuring out how to be back in person, because there's something very different and special about the human interaction sitting around a table. But until we can figure out how to get that many people into one space safely together and make the logistics work, we're on Zoom for now.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's a great opportunity here for folks to learn more about their community and shared experiences and different experiences. Kevin, is there anything else you want to add here this morning about this?
It's just a way to listen to local voices. Who's your neighbor? It's the most important thing we've done is expose neighbors to neighbors. You live next to somebody and you haven't heard them before. It's good to have to be able to listen to your neighbor and see what they have, because we're all in this Manhattan-ness together.
Who's your partner there, Kevin?
This is my grandson. This is one of the reasons why I'm here, and especially education is important. I have a daughter that teaches, and I have a grandson that's a blast.
Well, hello. Well,
hi, Owen.
You want to say hi?
Hi. All right. Say hi.
Well, we appreciate getting to talk to you, sir, and Suzanne, thank you so much. 7 o'clock again for the virtual community conversation on race and reconciliation here. Again, the title is Sharing Our Lived Experiences of Teaching and Learning, Equity, Inclusion in Education. Thank you so much for the time here this morning.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right. That's going to wrap up our program. Thanks to Suzanne Gleemore and Kevin Bryant, RCPD, being here as well. Fascinating conversation we had today on fentanyl in our community and resources for folks who have addiction. If you had missed any of that, go back and check out the archive here shortly on demand at newsradiokman.com. Monday's show for In Focus will feature the Sunset Zoo, Melissa Kirkwood. We'll also hear from Susie Shaw and others with the Manhattan Crop Walk. We'll be previewing that coming up on Monday.